KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 15 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with a high around 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-4100. In Western Iowa news, the third of four people charged in the slaying of a man at a Council Bluffs homeless shelter has been imprisoned. Pottawatomie County District Court records say 20-year-old James McCauley was sentenced Monday to 10 years in prison. McCauley had pled guilty to robbery after prosecutors dropped a murder charge. McCauley, 33-year-old Brandon Hollis, 47-year-old Vance Good, and 21-year-old Cody Varnes were charged following the March 21st, 2018 killing of 44-year-old Lee Johnson in a bathroom at the Joshua House. Good's been convicted of first-degree murder and was sentenced to life in prison. Hollis was sentenced last week to 20 years on charges of robbery and willful injury. Varnes has pleaded not guilty to robbery, but a plea and sentencing hearing for him is set for January 24th. A federal trial in Nebraska has been pushed to March for a man suspected of being the so-called AK-47 bandit, who investigators believe robbed banks in five states, including Iowa. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that a federal judge on Tuesday denied a motion by Richard Gathercole for a new court-appointed attorney and set the trial for March 25th. Gathercole has pleaded not guilty to robbery and other charges. He's accused of stealing more than $90,000 in August of 2014 from a bank in Nebraska City, about 50 miles south of Omaha. Officials believe Gathercole carried an AK-47 while robbing banks in California, Idaho, Iowa, Nebraska, and Washington. Gathercole, who's from Roundup, Montana, was arrested in June of 2017 near Lexington, Nebraska, after a sheriff's deputy spotted a pickup that Kansas authorities had reported stolen by a man who had fired at a state trooper. Officials of the Iowa State Patrol report a central Iowa man was arrested and formally charged Tuesday in connection with a December 29, 2018 crash that took the lives of two men. 37-year-old Travis Gonzalez of Bondurant faces charges that include two counts of homicide by vehicle, OWI, two counts of homicide by vehicle, reckless driving, and OWI first offense. Gonzalez was traveling westbound on I-80 on December 29th near the 138-mile marker, driving at a high rate of speed, when the vehicle he was operating rear-ended a vehicle containing two occupants. After the impact, both vehicles lost control and entered the north ditch of I-80. An investigation determined Gonzalez's vehicle was traveling 126 miles per hour in a 65-mile-per-hour zone. He showed several signs of impairment and allegedly made several incriminating statements, causing troopers to serve a search warrant on the subject for blood. The blood was analyzed at the DCI crime lab, and a blood alcohol content of 0.219 was returned. That's more than twice the legal limit of 0.08. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Conservation Board is holding Cabin Fever Escape Program this weekend. Cass County naturalist Laura Canning says the program, an open house, will be held at the Outdoor Educational Classroom outside Messina this Saturday from 1 until 4 p.m. You're free to come and go as you please during those hours.
We want to get people outside or doing things they might not do. And, you know, we have snowshoes. Our department has snowshoes, so we take those around to the schools, but if we have snow, we will have snowshoeing and sledding, and you can bring your sleds and things like that and do some outside fun.
Bring your mugs, sleds, and dress for the weather. There are other activities as well, such as geocaching.
There is a permanent geocache in that park. Besides the couple other ones that we're going to put out that afternoon for the activity. And then, of course, there's fishing, nature hiking. There's lots of different trees. It's a very diverse area for trees. And then, of course, in the summer and in the late fall, it's a butterfly hotspot with our butterfly garden down there.
In the shelter, they'll be showing the movie Polar Express and serving warm and tasty drinks this Saturday. There's also a heater and a furnace in the shelter to keep you warm or get you warmed up. To get to the event, take Highway 148 south of Messina, turn left on Tucson Road, follow it eastward for about 2 miles, and then a right-hand turn into the parking lot. Officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said yesterday that the trout stocking and family trout fishing event scheduled for this Saturday at Big Lake in Council Bluffs has been postponed due to unsafe ice conditions. The stocking will be rescheduled as soon as there is safe ice or perhaps open water this spring. Atlantic Rising will be hosting the second annual Trivia Night fundraiser this Saturday at the venue in downtown Atlantic. The organization started the event to fundraise for the Christmas Box program. Ashley Hayes, Atlantic Rising treasurer, said last year's event was very successful the first year out. They had 13 teams register and were able to raise over $2,000 for the program, and they hope to match or exceed that again this year. The event will include 8 rounds of 10 questions each. Categories range from math to music to Saturday Night Live and everything in between. There is a prize awarded for the winning team. Teams are also encouraged to create team themes to add to the fun of the evening. A prize is awarded to the best team theme and chosen by the staff at the venue. As an added fundraiser boost, a 50-50 raffle will be going on all night, and mulligans can be purchased in a pack of 3 for $10, one pack per team. Atlantic Rising is also partnering with Olson's BP Godfather's Express, again, to provide a pizza deal. Large single-topping pizzas can be ordered that night for $10 and large supreme pizzas for $12. Pizzas can be ordered upon registration and will be waiting for you at your tables. Also, there will be freshly popped popcorn and a water coffee station available all night. The cash bar is open for all other beverage needs. For more information on this Saturday's Trivia Night or to register a team, contact Ashley Hayes at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, number 712-243-3017, or go to www.atlanticiowa.com on the web. Officials in Sioux City are considering a $16.4 million plan for its riverfront, although there are concerns there's not enough parking space. Architecture company Smith Group, JJR, presented council members with the updated plan on Monday. Landscape architect Tom Rogers says the plan includes interactive structures that light up and change color. The plan also includes open green spaces, pavilions, overlooks, a basketball court, a dog park, and a playground, along with a fishing tier platform. Rogers said that work on the project could begin in 2020 and finish in 2023. The council has tentatively designated $6 million in city funds for the project, and organizers will have to turn to private fundraising for the rest. Mayor Bob Scott says he's concerned the current plan for 67 parking spaces doesn't have enough room. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.